Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. In our first lesson, we explored why leaving a cult or high control group doesn't automatically make the psychological influence disappear. And today, we're going to look a little deeper. We're going to ask a very important question. Whose voice is that? Many people leave believing something is wrong with them because they continue hearing criticism, fear, shame, or warnings inside their own minds. They wonder, why can't I stop thinking this way? The answer is actually very understandable. Our brains are built to learn from repetition. When we're exposed to the same messages over and over, especially when those messages come from authority figures, communities, or systems tied to our safety, our minds naturally begin storing those messages as automatic patterns. Over time, the voice outside becomes the voice inside. This doesn't mean you've failed. It doesn't mean you're weak. It simply means you're human. Imagine spending years hearing, you can't trust yourself. Independent thinking is dangerous. Questioning is rebellion. You must always obey. Eventually, your mind no longer needs someone standing beside you saying those things. It begins repeating them automatically. This is called internalization. The conditioning has moved inside. And because those thoughts sound familiar, they often sound true. But familiar and true are not the same thing. Let's pause for a moment. Take a slow breath. Notice whatever thoughts are present right now. Don't change them. Don't judge them. Just notice. Good. Now ask yourself, who is speaking? If a fearful thought appears, simply ask, where did I first learn this? Not because you need an immediate answer, but because questions create space. And space creates freedom. One of the biggest shifts in recovery happens when you stop asking, why am I thinking this? And begin asking, who taught me to think this? That single question changes everything. Because it reminds you that not every thought deserves obedience. Some thoughts are simply echoes. Echoes from old environments, old leaders, old rules, old fears. You're allowed to hear an echo without following it. Imagine standing in a canyon. You speak once, the sound repeats again and again and again. The echo isn't a new voice, it's simply the past repeating itself. Many of the thoughts you experience after leaving a controlling environment work exactly the same way. They echo. They repeat. But they don't define you. As we finish today, I'd like you to practice something very simple. The next time fear appears, pause. Take one slow breath. Then gently ask, whose voice is this? Don't argue with the thought. Don't force it away. Simply notice it. Recognition is enough. Over time, something beautiful begins to happen. You start recognizing your own voice, your own wisdom, your own values, your own decisions. Not because someone gave them to you, but because they were there all along, waiting beneath the noise. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I'll see you in Lesson 3, where we'll explore one of the deepest challenges after leaving a high-control environment, the fear of being wrong. Until then, be gentle with yourself, and every time you hear an old message, simply ask, whose voice is that? and every step forward matters. I care about you. You can do this, and I'll see you in the next lesson.